it about?
This is interview number one. This is with my sister Zahara Woldeley. This subject will concern nursing and nursing. Okay. So this interview is going to be about nursing because that's what you're doing in school. It's also going to connect to Trump's recent comments about nursing not being a, quote, real job, unquote, and the administration's decision to deprioritize nursing and many other professions as professional degrees for student loan purposes. First, we have a section of general questions. Number one is, why and or when did you decide to become a nurse?
Well, I'm not a nurse, but
when
I wanted to study nursing because it's a good profession if you want to help people.
So essentially you went into the profession because you want to help people. That's it.
That's literally what I just said, yeah.
All right. My second question is, what type of nursing do you plan to do and why?
Psychiatric nursing, because I'm majoring in psychology.
Okay. Do you have any expectations for the type of patients you're going to have or the challenges of your job that you're going to face?
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
All right. All right, that's good. And now we're going to shift into the second section, focusing more on the political comments. How did you first find out about the comments, if you remember?
TikTok,
okay. How did you react?
I wasn't really surprised, but I thought it was pretty sad.
Were the people at your school talking about it?
I was on break.
Okay. How do you believe this will impact your career?
I really don't know. Hopefully I can still go to school. But whatever.
Do you have any other colleagues who you've talked with who have mentioned the subject?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you expect that anything at the school itself will change after in the advent of these new changes?
It has nothing to do with the school. It has to do with federal funding. It has nothing to do with the school.
Okay. And that's all my questions. Do you have anything else that you'd like to contribute to the subject?
No.
All right, this was interview number one with Zahara Woldeley at 7:20 p.m. on January 6, 2026.